Kabul this month, I also heard again about someone coming to the city. Billboards created a buzz. Giggles is coming. Dot, dot, dot. Who or what was Giggles? Just before I left, all was revealed. Giggles is here, trumpeted the billboards, meaning baby diapers or nappies were now on the market. And beneath the advert, a smaller police sign announced the roundabout was protected by a ring of steel. That is Kabul today.
Lise Doucette. BBC correspondents can find themselves in all sorts of unlikely situations in pursuit of a story, but they don't often find themselves having to locate and purchase a baby. Well, that's what our man Hugh Williams had to do in Scotland recently, although, as he explains, it wasn't really an incident of child trafficking, but rather a mission to help a school celebrate Christmas in traditional fashion.
The woman on the end of the phone obviously thought that I was mad. After all, I was ringing one of the biggest toy shops in Scotland, so they were bound to have plenty of dolls in stock. But then, I wanted something pretty specific. I was planning a shopping trip after an afternoon spent with children at a church-run school rehearsing their nativity play. The teacher in charge, Andrew, or Mr. Jewel to his pupils, reassured me that parents would expect a full-on traditional retelling of the Bible's account of the birth of Jesus. So, unlike some trendy productions, there'd be no gimmicky references to dinosaurs or the latest hit children's television programme in his script. Instead, up on the stage, there were Mary and Joseph, the holy couple, seeking a room for the night. There were the shepherds, counting their sheep, and a crowd of the youngest children in glittering costumes announcing the birth in Bethlehem, although I'm not sure the gospel accounts specifically tell us that the angelic host cartwheeled or showed off their somersaults as they delivered the glad tidings of great joy. Afterwards, one of the girls proudly told me that last year she'd played an innkeeper with just one line to say, whereas this year she'd had millions of lines to learn. Another of the cast complained about how quiet they had to be backstage. The sound engineers didn't always remember to fade out their microphones, so comments that weren't intended to be overheard could boom around the auditorium by mistake. Andrew Jewell told me that he and the rest of the staff had tried to fill the whole production with what he called the spirit of Christmas, making sure that the cast and the audience would enjoy the experience and learn more about the Christmas story. With that in mind, I went back to the children playing Mary and Joseph. They had the biggest parts, but would they agree that, in the story, the most important character is the baby, that by the end, Mary is carrying tightly swaddled in white blankets? Yes, they nodded. It is Jesus. But then one of the other boys interrupted. But the baby is plastic, he said. And then the truth about their plastic Jesus came tumbling out. He'd been used for years in different Christmas plays, so he was stained and dirty. One of his legs was falling off and only held in place by sticky tape. That was why I ended up in that toy shop, exploring what I have to admit was, for me, a pretty alien world. I needed a doll that could pass for a first-century baby. It didn't need a pram or pretend car seat or any of the other accoutrements of modern childhood, and not, as the assistant helpfully pointed out, one with a sound chip built in. You don't want unscripted interruptions as the play reaches its climax. But in the end, we found the perfect one, a bath time baby of about the right size, with all its limbs securely in place. A quick trip back down the motorway, and I was able to present the brand new doll to Andrew Jewell and some members of the cast just in time for their first performance. The girl playing Mary smiled as she told me, "It's just a doll, but I have to think he is a king."
The nativity scene played out in a Scottish school with spanking new props. And that's it for now. Join us again soon for more from our own correspondent.